My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What did you think of Brock Purdy's play last night? Because I've heard everything from what Dibbs said, which is like everything short of a perfect game. You were uber, uber impressed.
Yep.
I actually, and maybe this is a sliding scale based on just the way I view Brock. Like, I view Brock as elite. So that changes the grading system. You know, you can't be impressed when you think, okay, this is an elite quarterback. Well, I don't want to say expecting elite, but like when you're really good, I'm like, yeah. I don't go, wow, what a throw. I'm like, yeah, he does that every week.
But if you go to a really good restaurant and you have a really good meal, if it's Michelin star and you go there, it's like, yeah. And it's like, that meal was awesome. It's okay to say that meal was awesome.
You ain't got to tell me that, brother.
I know. And you're a big time fine diner.
But my,
I'm going to eat it.
My point is I don't think that yesterday was like his even creme de la creme performance of the year. I was actually in the moment, maybe the context matters, but I was more impressed by the Rams game. Maybe because we went into it and you're like, oh, no Debo, no George, no Christian, half of Brandon, all of that stuff. And there goes Juwan Jennings for $175 or $180 or whatever it was. Like, I was more impressed in the moment by that. This one, I'm like, yeah, I watched Brock go into Seattle and look like a baller every year. He's done it 3 years in a row.
But the way they did it in a spot where they needed it, and they went 3 of 5 in the red zone.
No doubt. Like
three touchdowns in the red zone? Are you kidding me?
I know, crazy.
Who are these guys?
Listen, I give them a very good grade, but it's not an A because there were a couple of inaccurate balls, and that's the way we grade. It's an A-. It's not, I mean, it's a very, very good performance.
I get that.
But I've also heard people be like, man, it was good. You know, like the tone. Not like it was good. Brock was good.
I was more impressed today watching it than I was last night. And it's because of, you know, maybe the notes I took. And I'm looking at the incompletions. There was the first one. Pooney got beaten. And it was incomplete to Mason. And then the next one, another empty set. And we'll get into that in the coaching grade. I didn't like the empty sets in the deep red zone.
It's not an empty set. It's not an empty set.
It was empty, and I would dare Cosell to tell me otherwise because there was no running back there. But a lot of the incompletes, there's one where Seattle blitzed 7, and it was a scramble, and he threw it away. That, to me, is a winning play.
I agree.
When you're facing a 7-man blitz, and you scramble, and you throw it away, you don't throw a pick, you don't get sacked, you don't fumble, that, to me, is a win because the defense was better than you. They rushed 7. You had 5 blockers. You are in trouble. So what do you do about it? You throw it away. That kind of play, I don't think, shows up unless you really do your homework like Greg and I do.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are lockstep. That's
totally
clear. 888-957-9570. How would you grade Brock? What did you think of his play just specifically last night? Fred in Richmond. Hi, Fred. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs.
Hey, Dibbs. Hey, Willard. I'm waiting on my invite now, Willard, because, you know, we just straight real deal Niner fans.
Hey, man, the house is open.
Overall, all right. Overall, though, Brock was a B+. You know, that's just more motivation for this next week against KC. A-minus is a B+. from when I was in high school. It just all depends on the A or the B, but the minus or the plus. So it's all the same to me. But it's just more motivation for him next week against Kansas City. Overall, it was a good game. I did have that PTSD for a hot second. You know, I guess this season is just going to be a little bit of up and down for the Niners until they get 100% healthy. At the end of the day, it was still a great victory, 3-3 on top of the division. And once Green Bay beat Arizona on Sunday, we'll own first place completely. And then I don't think we have anything else to worry about. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Right on, Fred. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know that the season's going to be up and down. I know where they are right now. And I can have two emotions at the same time, which is, with all the adversity that you've faced and all the injuries that have happened, to sit here after week six and be 3-3 and have been able to do that on a Thursday night on the road against a divisional opponent, those are all good things. Like, you're hanging in there. And I firmly believe it's going to be okay, and there is going to be a healthier day this season, I hope, I think. So that's all good. But at the same time, I can look at it and be like, good Lord, you should be 5-1. Like, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't even look at it that way.
Look, it's ancient history. It's ancient history. But it's just kind of... It's tough to feel great about 3-3, even though you're in first place, knowing the way two of those three losses happened.
Of course.
But at the same time, maybe if the view is from 10,000 feet... You're like, look, with everything they've been through and losing their identity and trying to figure this out and a new coordinator and rookies being thrown in on Thursday night, it's like, geez, it could be worse.
Right. Two of the top 100 players, as voted on by NFL.com, are yet to play one snap for you. That's Christian McCaffrey and Drake Greenlaw. So neither of them has played. And another one of the top 100, Trent Williams, has needed IVs in multiple games because he came in out of shape. So you start to look at what you've been dealing with, and I'm looking at last night's game as a great example. You had Isaac Garendo as your leading ball carrier in carries and in yards, and you had somebody by the name of Patrick Taylor Jr. get 5 carries and a catch as well, because you had gotten down to that point. Brandon Ayuk was not much of a factor in the game plan. I'm okay with that, because I'm kind of like Steiny, where, you know, you don't need to have your $30 million guy. He doesn't need to have 110 catches for us to be okay. They definitely spread it around, but I look at the run game, and you lost one of your offensive linemen, Banks. He got hurt in the second half, and you lost your running back, and so you had to go to RB4 and RB5 and all the rest of it. Through all of it, you're 3-3. There's definitely a bright side to all of this, I think.
How many times so far in this Niners season have you either gotten a text or a comment from someone sitting next to you when a Niner running back gets the ball and someone goes, who's that?
Yeah, a lot.
It happened twice last night.
Who are you?
Okay, and I got a text from my buddy in a different league who I'm playing in fantasy who goes, who is Isaac Garendo? Who is that? And I'm like, well, we're about one questionable tag away from him being the number one waiver wire target of the entire NFL next week.
Exactly.
Like, that's who he is.
Well, and think about what we've gone through in the Shanahan era. Raheem Mostert was not a household name. Matt Breida, Jeff Wilson Jr.
Keep going. Sure.
Isaac Garendo. We can play this game all the way through the history of running backs with Kyle and, by the way, Mike Shanahan.
Sure.
It's kind of the Shanahan way. And even this year, where J.P. Mason, okay, Jordan Mason's going to play because Christian McCaffrey, week one, at the last minute, we were live on the air from the Hilton in Santa Clara, and it's like, wait, McCaffrey's not going to play? Jeez, we know Jordan Mason, but what could Jordan Mason do? I mean, maybe he can get 50 yards on 12 carries if we're lucky. Just don't fumble, kid. Do whatever you can do to avoid a disaster, and now he's the NFL's leading rusher. So this whole Niner thing has been built on, who is that running back?
No doubt. 888-957-9570. We're asking, what did you think of Brock's performance last night? Because we've heard a lot of different answers. Let's go to Alamo in Richmond next up. Hi, Alamo. Thanks for the call.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Good, good. Listen, I gave Brock a B last night.
I made it before mention that the game when they played the Cardinals, he ran around like he was Fran Tarkenton. But yesterday, it seemed like he had the game more manageable. He was more in control of what he was doing. He was very vigilant of what he was doing. And you can tell that veteran motif in him came out last night. So I don't know if it was one of those games where he had to be laser-focused, a lot of pressure on him. Whatever the case may be, the man delivered last night. So big kudos to him.
Alamo, I think that's, I mean, that's fair. Let me add
tough,
one,
but fair.
Well, but let me add one other thing to the conversation. And this is not all on him, but we do look at the quarterback more than everyone else, obviously. So if we go into the game and you're worried about their red zone offense, and their red zone offense is better, but wasn't great. What was the tail of the tape on red zone? Was it three for six?
3 of 5. I believe, yeah.
Okay, 3 of 5. That's good. That's a better percentage, obviously.
They've been not as good as they were last year.
What was last year? 70?
Almost, yep.
And
they led
the
league.
Okay, and they were 60. But they've been doing 40 so far this year.
Yep. We're not doing 40.
When you drive all the way down on your opening drive, Mustafa gets the interception, and you have to start inside your own 5-yard line.
At the 3.
Right, but Debo gets the tipped catch to convert on third down, and then Mason gets, I think, a 38-yard run at one point.
Yep.
So you flip the field, and now you're moving downhill. And I can tell you what all of us were thinking.
Debo for 5, Juwan for 13. Mason gets 3 on first and goal to go at the 10.
All right, and so now you're at the 7-yard line, second and goal. And I know those two plays don't work. And Matthew Wright has to come in and kick a field goal, and we're all going,
here we go again.
We go again with the freaking field goals from inside the 10-yard line. And I'm not even going to tell you that on those two plays, Brock did anything wrong. But if we're going to hand out A's, A pluses, whatever, for Brock's performance, that has to be a part of the conversation. Like, those are the plays that need to work. And that's not just on him, but there's still a little bit too much of that meat on the bone, if you will, the red zone struggles for the 49ers offense so far this year.
Well, the opening possession, that's on Kyle. And having watched the tape again today, it was them going to an empty set on second and goal from the 7, which takes away any possible threat of the run. And that's where I criticize Kyle, because you had Jordan Mason, who had already had a pretty good drive. He had a 39-yard run, or 38, on a toss, where Trent Williams absolutely demolished his Seahawk opposition on the play. And so you get second and goal at the 7, and we go empty? We're not even going to threaten a possible run. That's where I think Kyle's trying to get too cute and too smart for his own good. And on second down, Pooney got beaten for maybe the only time in the game. And so Brock's got to scramble. And on third down, they went empty again with Juszczyk as the only running back. You didn't even have Jordan Mason. And he threw for Debo and he didn't convert it. So that for me is less about Brock and more about Shanahan and a head-scratching approach for me in the lower deep red zone.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, the other side to it is, as we always kind of talk about, is the micro versus the macro. And the micro is going into this game, this drive, this throw. The macro, and maybe my favorite part of Brock Purdy, and this is where I hope everyone's ready, because numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
When you say them, they are.
Unless they're my numbers.
Right.
And then they're numbers, okay? Brock Purdy, this is what you want to see for the third consecutive year. When you pan back and just look at the whole thing, the numbers kind of always kind of look the same. And I think that's what you want. You want consistency. You want to know that this is not fluky. You want to know that this is going to happen year over year. And right now, it's not a stunning touchdown to interception ratio. It's 9-4. It's 9-4. But again, the rating is over 100. Again, the touchdown to interception ratio is better than 2-1. And again, he is sitting near the top, currently second. And I know that he's.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's got an extra game, but he's currently second behind Geno Smith with overall yards, and he'll stay, even after this weekend, he'll be in the top five in terms of total yards passing. And then there's all of those other metrics, such as average per attempt, where he was number one last year, and he is, checks notes.
He's number one.
Number one again this year. So that's where when I get stuck is when someone goes, oh, only 222 yards and one touchdown and two picks. It's like, well, that was yesterday. Just pan out at the end of the season, and Brock's doing the exact same thing again. And so if you want to grade it from that perspective, he's an A. He's an A quarterback.
Right, and he was an A last night, I thought, because if you want to go through all of the incompletions, the majority of them were protection breakdowns, or they were passes that he just threw away because he was running out of time. Now, the red zone, I do think, still is something that they have to get better at.
For sure.
And I'm looking at their next trip where it was first and 10 at the 13, and... he threw it to Debo, and it was incomplete, and then he threw it to Juice on that little screen, which it was nice to actually see him run some screens, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they ran the screen to Juice, and he lost 3 yards, and so it was then 4th and 14, and that was going to be it for that red zone drive. But I do think that Brock Purdy, for the most part, on his 10 incompletes, the majority of them were either he was heavily pressured, or they were throws that just were... not good enough to complete the pass into coverage.
Here's some thoughts from Purdy after the game last night on how he was able to sort of avoid mistakes.
Well, I think just going into the game, if they run this is my answer, and simple as that. I just try to keep it simple and obviously check the ball down when I needed to and hit my number one or number two in my progression as efficiently as I could, and I just kept it simple. Last year in that game, I feel like I just got out of rhythm and I was trying to force stuff, and I just wasn't playing in the right mindset of being aggressive, being smart, and taking what the defense gave me. So I learned my lesson in that game, and then coming into this game, obviously new personnel. It's the Seahawks, not the Ravens, And so for me, it was, all right, similar scheme, yes, but this is what we're trying to attack, and how can I be efficient as best as I can? So yeah. That was my mindset.
So there again, he's comparing it. When we compared it to last year's game, he's not talking about the one in Seattle, which was on Thanksgiving night, and the Niners were fantastic.
Right. I didn't hear him say that.
No, he's comparing it to the Ravens game last year, because that the head coach for the Seahawks, the defensive coordinator last year for the Ravens, obviously much made about it. You, for example, thought that was a bad game for Brock. You got schooled by Greg Cosell, who thought it was the great performance of all time.
And Brock confirms what I thought about it, quite frankly, Greg, and I hope you're out there listening, because even though they did go up and down the field, and that's not the way Brock saw it, and Brock definitely forced some things that he didn't need to force, and so last night he let the game come to him, and I thought that is why I gave him an A, because when there were plays that were not there, he didn't try to make a play. He either ran it, he had 4 scrambles, or he threw the ball away.
Look, bottom line for me, and this is mainly on Brock because he's the one who gets the ball in his hands on every play, when the Niners do what they did last night and come out of a game with 0 turnovers, you are going to win that game 98% of the time.
Yeah, you should.
You have more talent. You have all of the stuff. If you go in and play clean, you're going to win. And I think that's an important thing to sort of stress to Brock, who's still a young quarterback and is now starting to feel himself a little bit in terms of how he can extend plays and run around and make plays down the field and use his legs. And so that's great. I love seeing him extend and learn more things that are in his chamber. But at the same time, understand that if you come out of the game without turning it over, you are almost assuredly going to win. Almost assuredly.
Or you'll be in the game anyway.
At minimum. Like, you know, right. 9 times out of 10, you've got the better team, you've got the better players. So don't make mistakes. If you don't make mistakes, you'll win.
Yeah.
And that's what they did last night.
Well, and you talk about mistakes last night, and the special teams made a mistake, and they gave up a touchdown, yeah. And that's really the only reason why Seattle got back in the game.
Sean in Petaluma wants to weigh in. Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good.
Good. So I just really just wanted to just talk about Brock and just say, like, really how good he really is. I mean, we think about, you know, all these other, you know, quarterbacks that, you know, are scrambling and stuff and make plays like Patrick Mahomes. He really, to me, looks like that sometimes. I mean, he's really, like, scrambling and getting, you know, the yards he needs to. And I trust him at this point. You know, I don't think there's any, like, you know, doubt that he is great. You know, and if he's great now, he can only be greater, right? So it's been a long time since we've had a quarterback that we can really trust. And I just think that the sky's the limit for him. And, you know, you can see the way he talks and just his passion for the game. He really is just an all-around go-getter. And I just think that he's proven that. And, you know, as far as grades go and stuff, it's gonna change week to week, right? But I'm happy with him as an overall quarterback, you know, for us. And, you know, just the dimes he throws, like the one to Kittle right in the corner of the end zone, I mean, that had to be placed perfectly. I don't know many quarterbacks that can do that, you know, consistently like I've seen him do it. That's all I got. Thanks,
Sean,
guys.
Great stuff. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I think this is sort of, to me, this is the arc of the emotions in watching Brock Purdy play. Year one, he comes in, you're expecting nothing, and it's kind of like, oh, I can play a little bit. And then year two, he comes in.
And his arm fell off.
Yeah, and his arm fell off. So then year two, you're wondering about, can you come back from the injury?
Yep.
But also like, all right, can you corroborate your story?
Is it real?
Right. And then they go to the Super Bowl. And then this year, I think the thought is, all right, like we know you're good, but with the contract as the backdrop, you're like, can you tighten the screws and confirm for us that you're truly one of the best QBs in the league? And that's what I found or have found very comforting about these first six games, even though they're just 3-3 and they're, you know, they haven't been perfect, obviously, and all of that. But to see him go out there and play games without a lot of his weapons, what I think this year has shown is sustainability. You see quarterbacks or athletes pop and then regress. This year, to me, makes it feel like he is regression proof.
Well, I don't think that we've seen the ceiling. So
agreed. But I think we've seen the floor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com